The Holy Gospel according to St. Matthew, the 24th chapter. Jesus said, "Therefore stay awake, for you do not know on what day your Lord is coming. But know this, that if the master of the house had known in what part of the night the thief was coming, he would have stayed awake and would not have let his house be broken into. Therefore you also must be ready, for the Son of Man is coming at an hour you do not expect. Who then is the faithful and wise servant whom his master has set over his household, to give them their food at the proper time? Blessed is that servant whom his master will find doing so when he comes. Truly I say to you, he will set him over all his possessions." In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
As he draws his letter to a close, the author of Hebrews writes, "Remember your leaders who spoke the word of God to you. Consider the outcome of their way of life and imitate their faith." Today is the festival of St. Timothy, pastor and confessor. The day the church has marked to remember one who spoke the word of God to his people. The reading from Acts 16 introduced Timothy, a resident of Lystra in present-day Turkey. He was a man of good repute, the son of a Jewish woman who was a believer, and a Greek father. St. Paul recruited Timothy to join him in his work, and Timothy became a trusted colleague of the apostle. He traveled with St. Paul in his work as apostle to the Gentiles, on occasion acted as Paul's representative, and finally, according to tradition, served as the bishop of Ephesus. Of course, we know Timothy best from the two letters St. Paul wrote to him, which are included in the New Testament. Letters which have much to say about the qualifications for and responsibilities of pastors. And it's Timothy's calling as a pastor, that is, as a shepherd to God's people, one whom he has appointed as an overseer of his church, that is the primary focus of today's readings. It's in this calling that the words of Jesus in our text from the Gospel apply to Timothy. "Who then is the faithful and wise servant whom his master has set over his household to give them their food at the proper time?" Jesus spoke these words just a few days before he was crucified. His disciples had been marveling at the magnificence of Jerusalem's temple. He had responded that a day was coming when that whole edifice would be destroyed, when not one single stone would be left on another. His disciples asked him, "When will this happen? And what will be the sign of your coming and of the end of the age?" Jesus gave a long answer to them, of which today's text is the concluding section. Far from giving a definitive sign of his coming and of the end of the age, he assures that he will certainly come and tells them that the age will end suddenly, without any warning. This was not the first time Jesus spoke of a master returning suddenly, unexpectedly, and the importance that he find his servants doing the work he had assigned to them. At least some of the times that Jesus used this image, it comes across as a pretty general warning to all believers: keep watch, be ready. Our text today could be applied that way. Certainly, Jesus calls all believers to be ready at any moment for his return. But there's something a bit more pointed in the way Jesus tells his story here. Who then is the faithful and wise servants, he asks, whom his master has set over his household to give them their food at the proper time? Jesus draws a distinction here between the household in general and the one particular servant. This servant, Jesus says, the master has set over his household with the responsibility for giving them their food at the proper time. The vocabulary that Jesus uses on this occasion seems to apply particularly to the apostles and their successors in the pastoral office, those whom Christ has called to be overseers in his church with particular responsibility of feeding his sheep. How do I get from a household servant responsible for doling out food to a pastor? Well, for starters, this reading has been appointed for the festival of St. Timothy, pastor. More than that, though, are passages from Scripture that connect food and God's word. In Psalm 145, King David writes, "The eyes of all look to you, O Lord, and you give them their food at the proper time. You open your hand and satisfy the desires of every living thing." In the 8th chapter of Deuteronomy, Moses writes, "Man does not live on bread alone, but on every word that comes from the mouth of the Lord." In the final chapter of John's Gospel, Jesus commands Peter, "Feed my sheep." And in his second letter to Timothy, St. Paul instructs, "Preach the word." It is by preaching the word that pastors feed Jesus' sheep, provide them with the food that endures to eternal life. The word is food from the hand of God, which satisfies the sinner's deepest needs. The good news about Jesus Christ is nothing other than words of eternal life, words that give and convey eternal life to those who receive them. As Jesus explained to those who had followed him back to Capernaum after he multiplied the loaves and fish in the wilderness to feed them, "Your forefathers ate the manna in the desert, yet they died. But here is the bread that comes down from heaven, which a man may eat and not die." Here is the bread. The Lord Jesus, the eternal Word of God, who was in the beginning, who is the bread of life. Now, of course, those whom Jesus called and set over his household to give them their food at the proper time need to take Jesus' words in our text to heart. Their job, my job, is to faithfully feed the sheep over which God has appointed me overseer, to give you food at the proper time. According to Jesus, failure to do so earns that servant a place with the hypocrites, where there will be weeping and gnashing of teeth. But of course, Jesus' instruction also has important implications for all the rest of God's household, for you. If your pastor isn't giving out food at the proper time, if he isn't proclaiming God's word faithfully, by proclamation of the law, convicting you of your sin, and driving you to despair of any personal righteousness, if he also isn't also proclaiming the gospel, the good news that for Jesus' sake, because of his perfect obedience for you, and his innocent suffering and death in your place, the Lord will not hold your sins against you. If he isn't telling you that in Christ Jesus God forgives you and declares you to be his beloved child, and therefore an heir of heaven. If your pastor isn't giving out that food at the proper time, then he's in big trouble, but you have problems too. At the very least, you'll be spiritually malnourished. On the other hand, it doesn't do you any good to have a pastor who faithfully gives out food at the proper time if you aren't coming to the table, if you aren't availing yourself of the divine food that he serves. For many years now, public health officials have been concerned about an epidemic of obesity in our nation. People are eating so much that it's killing them. There's no danger of that, though, with the divine food God provides. You can gorge yourself on it, and it won't do you any harm at all. There's no danger in overindulging when it comes to God's word and his sacraments. It's God's will that you have a faithful pastor to serve out his gifts. It's also his will that you receive those gifts eagerly and faithfully, knowing that it's through them that God is nourishing and sustaining you in the saving faith, even as the devil is on the prowl, eager to devour you, eager to cause you to fall from the faith or to deceive you into despair and false belief. Fight the good fight of the faith, St. Paul writes to Timothy. Take hold of the eternal life to which you were called. You were called to eternal life in your baptism. You fight the good fight of faith when you receive God's word and cling to it, depend on it, and don't let it go even when everything in the world seems to go against you. Blessed is that servant, Jesus says, whom his master will find giving his household their food when he comes. And blessed are you in receiving that food. For when you hear Jesus' word and cling to it, his Father will love you, and Jesus and his Father will come to you and make their home with you. These are the words of eternal life, which a man may eat and not die. I am the bread of life. Whoever comes to me will not hunger, and whoever believes in me shall never thirst. I am the light of the world. Whoever follows me will not walk in darkness, but will have the light of life. I am the good shepherd. The good shepherd lays down his life for his sheep. I am the resurrection and the life. Whoever believes in me, though he die, yet shall he live. And everyone who lives and believes in me shall never die forever. Jesus assures you, whoever comes to me, I will never cast out. I am the way and the truth and the life. And having heard this food of life, the pastor should say, Bon appetit. Amen. Please rise. The peace of God, which passes all understanding, keep your hearts and minds in Christ Jesus our Lord, to life everlasting. Amen.